Well, good afternoon and welcome back to another WNEG Goes Back to School. Today, we are at Stevens County Middle School. We're going to visit with the middle school as well as the 5th Grade Academy a little bit later on in the program. And we start our program today with Stevens County Middle School Principal Paul DeFore. Mr. DeFore, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Off to a great school year. Tell us about how things going here in the early going.
Yeah, we are off to a great school year. We have several new staff members, which we're always excited to get new staff members, and they're doing a fine job. And we have great veteran staff that helps mentor our new people to get them acclimated to our school, but it's off to a great start. We actually had a very challenging beginning with our car riders. For those that don't know, we had our gym flooded during that real cold snap on Christmas Day, actually. So we redid the gym floor this summer, and we redid the gym floor. It looks beautiful. We got new bleacher caps, so that looks awesome. However, it displaced us from the gym for the first 2 weeks. And for those that know our car rider line, our kids go to the gym after school for the car rider pickup. So our parents did a fine job, our students did a fine job of adjusting to that two-week period, but we're back in our gym. Everything's flowing as normal.
So where do you have to pick up?
We still did the same car rider line. It's just the kids had to be outside. Picked up out here in the front hallway area. Yes.
Yeah. And that's quite, and for anyone who's been over toward the middle school or on the road, yes. It's quite a line you have a lot of
times. It is. We have roughly 400 students that get picked up.
Wow. Sure. A great job. And that had to be a great job by your staff, too, to organize
they
that.
They did. A lot of them did not have that duty assigned to them. However, they all stepped up and toughed it out for 2 weeks to make sure everybody got home safely.
Yeah.
We do have a theme this year at Stevens County Middle School that I would like to talk about,
sure.
And it's just be the difference. We are challenging our faculty and staff to be the difference in the lives of our students. I'm going to be honest with you, there's a lot of negativity out there in society that you see, social media. Our kids are constantly seeing it on social media. It's very easy to be negative towards people on social media. It's very easy to make fun of others on social media. So we're trying to battle that. It is a huge, huge fight, mm-hmm. but we are taking it on, and we want our faculty and staff to be the difference in the lives of our students in a positive manner, starting with, showing them what it means to be respectful. To be respectful to themselves, to each other. So that is our theme this year. And oftentimes, people talk about bullying in middle school. We take that very seriously. We understand that mean things are often said, so we are trying to fight against that. Today, we actually had a guest speaker, motivational speaker, Reggie Dabbs, speak to our entire school. So we hope that makes a difference in the lives of our students as well. But we do take things very seriously, and we are really pushing our students to be respectful to each other and make a positive difference in their lives.
What are some of the things Reggie covered when he spoke to the students?
His focus is bullying prevention. This is Bullying Prevention Week for our entire district. He's speaking actually to all the schools, but today was our day. He talks about respecting themselves and treating everybody as human beings. I think that's something that we have to remember that everybody is somebody, and we've got to make sure that we treat them like that.
You're right. When you're talking about the social media, because you're really hitting the age where some of that really picks up. So to really focus on being nice to people is a big thing.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and it takes the entire community working together, parents, teachers, and the school working together, because they're bombarded with things on social media. So we have to make sure that we're monitoring it very well.
Yeah. So you have a couple assistant principals here as well. Tell us about them.
I do. Dr. Jennifer Alston, she's assistant principal. This is now going on her sixth year. She takes a big hand in instruction. Currently today, she is leading some of our science teachers in some professional learning. So she does a great job. Paul Batchelor, assistant principal, is also the athletic director. He has the privilege of doing a lot of discipline as well, so I'm sure he loves that. But he really does a great job too with athletics, because middle school in Stevens County, we have a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. Not all middle schools have as many opportunities as what we provide our students. So there's things going on all the time, and he does a good job of managing all that for our teams.
And scheduling, that's hard.
And scheduling, yes.
It can be difficult.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because when you schedule, for folks who don't know, these ADs, when they schedule, I mean, you got to make sure you got buses to take people places and things like that. So it's not just we're going to throw you down on a date. You
right.
know, you
got to get there's a lot different. That goes into it.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
officials, referees.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All that. So hats off to Paul Batchelor as well for doing that job for you. Anything else to add about the middle school today?
No, we're excited about the school year. I think we're going to do a lot of good things. We push our students hard, and we expect them to grow each and every year as we do our faculty and staff. We're just trying to get better every single day.
All right, we're going to meet some of those students now here on our program. Again, WNEG goes back to school today at Stevens County Middle School. Principal Paul DeFore, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We're now joined by a couple of softball players here at Stevens County Middle School. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
My name is Sage Wickeser.
My name is Emma Mata.
Sage and Emma along with us. And Sage, tell us what position you play on the softball team.
I play left field.
I play third base.
All right. Left field and third base, both eighth graders on this year's softball team. And you have some other eighth graders, right? Tell us about them.
Jenna Alston,
Michaela Rogers,
and Gracie Donaldson.
All right, three other eighth graders. Now, this is a very successful team. Y'all had a great run at middle school. Champions last year, off to a great start this year. Tell us about the team this year.
So right now we're 8-0, and we're trying to win more games.
Emma, you want to jump in?
We're undefeated right now, and we're just trying to keep it rolling.
Yeah, keep it rolling. Yeah, and you have it rolling. So your record last year was what? What was it last year?
I think we only lost like three games.
Three games last year. So undefeated this year. So on a roll this year. What's been the key to your team's success this year?
We just hit really good.
Hitting the ball. That's what it's all about. Playing good defense?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, who's leading on the mound this year for you this year? Who's pitching?
Casey Wallace.
Yeah. She's done really well.
She threw a no-hitter against Hart County.
Yes, Hart County. Great. So who's some other teams in your region?
Madison, Franklin,
Habersham, Elbert, Hart County,
Raven County.
I think that's it.
Are you shooting to go undefeated this year? That's your goal?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, should be. And you got a tournament at the end of the month, right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
So that's
they're the 25th and the 28th in Habersham.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be a great job there. Anything else to add about the softball team you can add? All right, very good. All right. Well, thank you, Sage and Elma. Thank you for being with us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
We're now joined by the 8th grade student council here and some leaders that we have with us. Tell us your name and your role on the student council.
My name is Bailey, and I do not know my role for student council yet. So,
what's your last name, Bailey?
Yang.
Bailey Yang, okay.
My name is Michaela Rogers, and we have not found out yet our roles for the 8th grade student council.
All right. But so is this a new thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us what is the student council?
Our student council is made up of 14 eighth graders this year, and it is our first year, so.
14 eighth graders, mm-hmm. And as you said, it's kind of just developing, just starting there. Yeah. What are some of the responsibilities that the student council will have?
We usually suggest academic and, like, field trips. So.
We involve students in community service projects.
And we also... we help express opinions and ideas with some of our 8th grade teachers.
And the 8th grade council helps us show our leadership roles as 8th graders in the middle school.
And then we also provide opportunities for fundraisers during the school year.
So, and it promotes readiness and enthusiasm for GMAS testings.
Very good. All right. So you have a number of responsibilities that you have here.
Yes.
Do you have any community projects already in mind that you're going to do?
Not yet.
We're still planning them.
Still developing. Developing. Yes. Yeah, still early in the school year. Mm-hmm. So it's total eighth grade, right?
Yes.
14 members there. Are you guys running for president and vice president, or are you?
Maybe.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. Well, what made you want to get involved with a leadership role here at the middle school?
Well, I like to be a leader in like my school role, so this was like just something that made sense for me to do.
You know, it's just something, because I don't have much things to do, so it's just something that's there, something, you know, to do.
So extra effort there, and that's a good thing to want to be a leader. What do you hope to, when the year is through as the student council, what would you hope to accomplish?
To have fun community things for us to do and, like, help us come together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else to add about the student council today?
No, that's it.
Bailey and Michaela, thank you for being with us.
Yeah.
We're now joined by two students who are going to talk about Tome Society. And let's introduce yourselves, if you would.
And my name is Taylor Belts.
And I'm Sydney Martin.
All right. And Taylor and Sydney, tell us about what is Tome Society.
Well, Tome Society is like a statewide book club for grades kindergarten to 12th grade. And it's mainly like a book club, basically.
Just get together and read books, talk about your interests mainly. Well, we meet every Wednesday. It actually changed from last year. We used to meet every other Wednesday. But, like, we usually do different little activities that, like, go along with our IT list of books, which is, like, the list that most people have, like, they, like, came together and they created this list of books that they let Tome Society members from all over to basically read, and you can do, like, competitions on, basically. And that's
wonderful. So this started last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What made what was important about getting this group together, and what do you feel like you gained from it?
It's like a better way to bring up the literacy rate for our school, and better to like us to get together and talk about what we like in books and stuff, and not just like not talk about it at all.
Very good. And tell us about the TomeCon. TomeCon, yeah.
TomeCon. It's basically, so it's where every Tome Society member, like from different schools all over, they basically just come together and they meet at like a certain place. It's usually a college campus, like last year was at North Georgia Technical College, and I think this year it's supposed to be at like just regular North Georgia, like their college. We're not going to the technical college.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you basically all meet up, and there's usually different rooms. There's sometimes authors that come, like, of the IT list books, and they'll, like, you can meet with them, and they talk about how they created their books and different, like, if they're, like, a graphic artist or something, they talk about, like, the different panels and stuff they created, just stuff like that. And you can also buy a lot of stuff. You can buy different books, bookmarks, and all kinds of other just merch they have. So
wonderful. That's a great idea. And you have to love books to be a part of it, I would think. Yeah. So, and love talking
reading.
About the books. Yeah. So to meet the authors and learn how they created the characters and things like that, that's a wonderful idea. So how many members are in the Tome Society here at the middle school?
I don't know off the top of my head, but there's quite a few.
Yeah, we do have a good amount of people. This year, we definitely got more than we did last year, because it wasn't that known, I think. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else to add about the Tome Society? Who's your advisor for them?
Miss Rich. She's the art teacher here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all really right. It, I'd say.
Very good. Very good.
Got nothing else to say about it.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, introduce yourselves one more time for you.
I'm Taylor Belts, and this is
Sydney Martin.
Sydney Martin. Taylor and Sydney, thank you so much for being with us and talking about Tome Society today. All right, now joined by two members of the competition cheer team here at the middle school. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
I'm Wiley Thomas.
And I'm Kirsten Keller.
Wiley and Kirsten, thank you for being with us today. And tell us about the competition cheer team. What does that entail?
We have been practicing all summer this year, and we have practiced at least 3 days a week and one day a tumble.
Mm-hmm. So how many members are in the competition cheer team?
18.
Okay, and who's your coach?
Coach Scramlin.
And our assistant is Coach Thomas.
All right. Well, so you have like it's almost like any other sport, right? You're going against other teams when you. So tell us about who you face during the season.
We go against a lot of different schools, like Buford,
Jefferson.
Now, is this the first year of the competition this year, or has it been here before?
No,
Third year. Have you've been a part of it since you came to middle school? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So you're eighth graders now?
We're seventh graders.
Okay. All right. Well, so what's the next, what's your next meet? Who you face next?
Morgan County.
Morgan County.
On September 9th, this weekend.
Okay. And so that's a head-to-head. Is that here or is that on the road?
On the road.
Okay.
It's at Morgan County.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what else can you tell us about competition cheer? Anything else you want to add today? Or?
I think we're ready for our first competition on September 9th.
Yeah. So how many competitions will you have during the season?
Four.
Okay. Well, best of luck this year. I know you guys will do well. And thank you so much for being with us, Wiley and Kirsten. We thank you. And best of luck this year. I hope you have a great year.
Thank you.
One of the really interesting things they have here at the middle school is robotics class and team, and we know how technology has changed things over the years in education, and robotics a big part of that in any industry now, it seems like, as well. And we want to welcome a couple of students. Hi, tell us your names.
I'm Maddie Grace.
I'm Ethan Phillips.
All right, Maddie and Ethan. Tell us about what is robotics, first of all?
Well, robotics is a lot of things, but specifically at the middle school, we have a first Lego team, which is basically a competition where we compete with Lego robots. And we also have a tech team, which is also part of first, but it's metal robots. And then we recently retired the VEX team, which is just, it's like Lego, but it's specific to VEX parts.
I'd say it's a little bit more advanced. Mm-hmm. But not too much advanced.
What do you two work with mostly?
Me and her work on Lego. And then we do a little bit of first tech.
Oh, so you are like a team together?
Yes.
All right. What makes it interesting and exciting to work with robotics, Ethan?
Well, to me, it's just working with the team and all that. And just seeing how your team advances and everything. Just stuff like that.
Yeah. What about you, Maddie?
It's constantly changing. And there's constantly new stuff to go with, and everything. There is a million problems that can go on, and there's also a million solutions, so you can always do anything. Mm.
We were talking about how the world has changed. I mean, you can do surgeries with robotics now, a doctor, and that's so amazing. What have you learned that you didn't know about robotics when you first got into it?
How difficult it is. Mm.
Yeah. In basic society, I did not realize how much technology plays a part in it. But like, at the North Georgia Hospital that's down the road or somewhere, where was that? They have a robot that performs open heart surgery now.
Yeah.
So you can like really do anything with technology nowadays.
Yeah. Is this something? I know you're still young, but is this something you want to stay in and stay involved with, and maybe do as a future job in the future? So
yeah, I would like to be an engineer.
Oh, great!
So, yeah,
and there's constantly new job openings too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so it's a bright future.
Yeah, this is a great first step into maybe a very bright future, and where the future is going for sure. Well, tell us about you get awards too. Tell us about how that works.
Well, last year we got an award for the best project in North District, which also has the top part of Georgia and Tennessee in it and a little bit of Alabama. And for our competition, we won for our solar-powered
phone case
that your phone can sit in. It's a wireless charger, too. And then we went to...
We went to state.
And we didn't win anything there, but last year eighth graders, they won for their project where they built a machine that, they bought a machine but innovated it, and it took like cow waste and turned it into usable energy. And then the year before last, we won for core values at regionals.
So what are the core values? Explain that to me.
Core values was basically our phone case, which is solar powered. You just open it up, put it in the sun, and it'll charge your phone.
Oh, wow.
It's also like the values that you have to compete, like gracious professionalism, innovation, fun, cooperation, and teamwork, and there's another one.
How many are on the robotics team?
I think that we might have about 10 on Lego, mm-hmm. and then maybe 15 on First Tech.
All right. So you'd love to win again this year, huh?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. When do they have the competition there?
Our first one was in Dahlonega, I think. And then our regionals was in Tennessee at, was it Mercedes Factory?
No, it was the Volkswagen
Factory. The Volkswagen Factory. So, yeah.
I know this is going to be a fun year for you, and best of luck to bring home some more awards there. But what you're learning is the most important thing, and you're learning a lot, I know, in robotics. Who's the instructor there for the robotics?
Miss Martin.
Miss Martin, okay. I know she does a great job. Thank you so much. Anything else to add about robotics from Maddie and Ethan? Okay, well, thank you, Maddie and Ethan, for being with us today. Good talk on robotics. All right, one of the most important things about any school is safety, and we've got the man here who leads the safety area of Stevens County Middle School in 5th Grade Academy, and that is Staff Sergeant Kaiser. What's your first name?
Sergeant David.
David Kaiser. Welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us about when you look at safety here, what are some things that you're looking at?
We've started doing, continue doing, door checks, perimeter checks. We help out with the fire drills, stuff like that. Just make sure every door is secure. Help the staff any way they can with any questions. We also, teach safety programs to the children through the 5th Grade Academy. We teach the CHAMPS program, which is a safety program. And then that's about it, just making sure the school is safe and secure at all times.
You're talking about the CHAMPS program. We've heard about that over the years. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
CHAMPS stands for Choosing Healthy Activities and Methods Promoting Safety. It is a program through the Georgia Sheriff's Association that Sheriff Randy Shirley brought in when he became sheriff, and it's really a great program for the kids. It teaches them home alone safety, internet safety, bullying. It teaches them about the different drugs out there, what not, not using them and not messing with them. And then we do a graduation, and they get a certificate, they get a shirt, and we do a poster and essay competition. And with that poster and essay competition, we have first, second, and third in poster, first, second, and third in essay. We get some really good essays and some really good posters from these kids. They do a really, really good job, and they get trophies and things like that.
Well, how long have you been here at the school?
Almost 10 years.
10 years, wow.
Yes, sir.
And, boy, we've seen some things over the last 10 years, some really tragic situations with schools. Yes, and how's that changed as far as safety and preparation and all that, sir?
We're more diligent. We're being seen more. It's just like this is our beat. Your regular deputies, they work the road, and that's their beat, and that's what they handle. The school is ours, so we stay inside it. If we see anybody coming up and they look suspicious, of course, we, meet them first and ask them what their business is here and, what they're doing. And number one goal is just make sure these kids and these staff is safe.
Very good. And what's a message you'd send out to the parents out there, because when their child is sent to school, you don't see them again for quite a few hours, so you want to make sure they're safe. So that's
absolutely. And as a father of two myself, I send them off to school, and I do worry about them, but I know that they have great SROs where they are, and just want the parents to know that we'll do everything in our power, to make sure that the kids are safe, and bear with us on traffic. It's tough out there, but it does flow, but just know that your kids are safe here in the school, and we will do everything we can in our power.
Very good. Anything else to add today?
No, let's go Indians on Friday night.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Been great. It's been great. Staff Sergeant David Kaiser, thank you so much for being with us here on the program.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, now we're joined by the 5th Grade Academy here at located part of the school here at Stevens County Middle School. You have the middle school and the 5th Grade Academy here at this location. And we want to welcome some 5th graders that are going to be with us today. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Hadley Rickman. Fifth Grade Academy is really focused on reading this year. In addition to what we are reading in class, we are challenged to read 40 books in 108 days. So far, I've read 23 books, and my favorite book is The Things We Leave Behind.
Why is that your favorite book, Heather?
It is just really sweet, and it talks about how you have to stay close to your family, and sometimes family's the most important.
Okay, very good, very good. All right. All right, next.
Hello, my name is Brady Carter, and here at Stevens County Middle School, we rotate science and social studies classes every 10 days. In science, we are learning about invertebrates. My favorite activity we've done in science is where we got these mammals and we've got all these animals. We put them into these jars and we just sorted them around into different categories. It was really fun.
All right. What was the most fun thing about it to you?
I just personally love hands-on activities.
Yeah, yeah. And you said you've kind of grown up in this school, haven't you?
Yeah, I've known the school like the back of my hand since I was about 4.
Yeah, because your mom works here, is that
right?
Yeah,
she's worked in 7th grade for about 14 years, but this year she had to move to 8th grade.
Okay, what does she teach?
She teaches math. All 14 years, she both 7th grade and 8th grade, she's taught math.
Yeah, so you know math pretty well, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
and what's your mother's name?
Amanda Carter.
Amanda Carter, all right. Well, Brady, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome, I love it.
All right, very good. All right, next.
So you're ready, and in social studies, we have been learning about cowboys and cattle trails. My favorite activity we have done so far in social studies is playing Quizlet Live for cowboys and cattle trails, because I won every time.
Yeah, it's nice to win, isn't it? So Quizlet Live, what is that?
It's like a game that like you can go against other friends in your class, then like y'all go against each other, then y'all just see who can win.
Mm-hmm.
So you can study for your quiz.
And you won every time?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Great job, Sawyer. Thank you. Okay. Uh-huh. Next.
Hello, my name is Raquel Gunter. We are also learning a whole lot in math. We have been practicing place value with decimals. We do a lot of group work in math. I like this because sometimes I kind of mess up, and I either put the number in the wrong place, or it's just I did it wrong. So we can always check and make sure that we do our work right before we turn it in so that we make sure that we're doing the right stuff to keep it in our brains.
Very good. And so you're a big fan of math?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. What do you like most about math?
I think I like most about math is just because you can always add more digits to make it more challenging, but at the same time, it's just you're doing the same thing over and over again to make it, like, it's just an on and on process of doing basically the exact same thing.
Wonderful. Thank you, Raquel.
Hi, my name's Ava Horton. Fifth graders get to have 12 different connection classes this year. We have PE, fitness, weightlifting, champs, health, typing, careers, art, music, agriculture, robotics, chorus, and life skills. My favorite so far is Miss Massey. She teaches business ED, and she lets us play Look It about business. She's really fun.
What's your favorite thing about playing that game?
We get to like customize our characters, and it helps me a lot with business ED.
Mm-hmm. So when you customize your character, what was your character?
It's a flamingo.
A flamingo. All right. What does the flamingo do?
It doesn't, like, when you catch something, it, like, shows up your thing, and it's, like, really cute.
Very good. Anything else to add? Okay. Thank you, Ava. Next.
My name is Cameron, and we all know exactly how we're supposed to do and how we need to act. We have a character trait we focus on each month. August, we learned about responsibility. This month, we are focusing on respect. We have behavioral inferences for children, for students that have zero office referrals and no missing work. Last Friday, we got to play laser tag.
What have you learned mostly about the character information that they've shared with you?
Yeah, you have to have no office referrals to go to places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of fun, too.
Okay, very good.
You just have to be respectful to actually own it.
That's right. You want to be treated, you want to be treated that way, too, right? So
Yeah,
so you want to treat other people that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Cameron. Thank you. All right, next.
My name is Malika McCurry, and all fifth graders get to participate in 4-H. We can also try out for archery team. So far, my favorite thing about fifth grade is being able to do fun activities like football, soccer, and volleyball.
All right, Malika, you play football?
I'm going to.
Okay. So what's your favorite activity, you think?
Football.
Football, okay. Do you have a position you play or want to play?
I want to play, quarterback.
Going to be quarterback, all right. Well, anything else to add about the activities?
No, sir.
Thank you, Malika. All right, next.
My name is Benjamin Caldwell. We have lots of options for lunch every day. My favorite lunch so far is pizza.
I like school pizza, too. That's a good thing. What else do you like about school, Benjamin?
We get to do lots of fun activities.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Getting to go to gym and play dodgeball.
So you like to play and eat?
Mm-hmm.
My kind of guy. All right, very good. Anything else to add, Benjamin?
No.
Thank you very much. We're now joined by the Fifth Grade Academy and Principal Joni Whitfield. Joni, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. And tell us how the start of school has gone for the Fifth Grade Academy.
We are off to a great start. This is such a great group of kids. As you heard the other students say, that we had our first behavior incentive last week with laser tag. And out of 298 students, we had 297 that were actually eligible to participate. So that was phenomenal. That meant that they had zero office referrals and zero missing assignments the first month of school. So we're off to a great start. We've got some great parents that have been very supportive so far. And the teachers are they're rocking and rolling. We've got a real intense focus this year on our writing, and that is coming to play in all subject areas, working on some professional learning with teachers to really dig down and teach these kids how to write, and they're doing a phenomenal job with that. So everything is off to a great start here at fifth grade.
How many do you have many new teachers this year in fifth grade? Or?
Yes, we have Heather Goss is joining us after spending over 20 years in Hall County. She is joining us in our special education department, and she's off to a great start. We also have Ms. Taylor Massey, who is joining us full-time as our counselor and doing a phenomenal job with that. We also have Ms. Christy Cannon, who is a familiar face here. She has been a pair pro at fifth grade for several years, and now she has taken on the role of a special education teacher. So glad to have all of those guys on staff.
And we have one of those new people with us right now.
We do. Yes. We have Ms. Massey.
Yeah, Taylor Massey, who is the counselor here. Taylor, welcome to Fifth Grade Academy.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Tell us about your role here as counselor.
Yes, sir. So I do individual counseling, whole group lessons. So I go into classrooms and teach the character word of the month. And Cameron was kind of mentioned that a little bit about responsibility. So that lesson, we talked about different responsibilities at school and at home and to yourself and identified feelings with that and why it's important to be responsible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is such a great grade to work with responsibility, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely it is. And then with the character word of the month, we also do student of the month. So with student of the month, we teachers will select a student who has shown responsibility or whatever word is that month. And then we get to have the parents come in for a luncheon, and it's a really great opportunity for parents to be able to come back into the building and celebrate their students.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Wonderful, and great reward, a goal for them to shoot for as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody loves some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's
and
for
a
sure.
Big shout out to Chick-fil-A yeah. for donating yes. those sandwiches for our kids, too. It was great to partner with a local business, so we really appreciate their help
yeah,
in that.
That is really good. That's really quickly touch on what brought you here to the Fifth Grade Academy, since this is your first year here.
Absolutely. I think the reputation that Fifth Grade Academy has supersedes Stevens County. Their reputation is growing, and it's something that I really wanted to be a part of. So. Yeah.
Any message to the parents out there as far as helping your role here as counselor?
Absolutely. I think just having those daily conversations, staying connected, asking those open-ended questions, what was the best thing you learned today, the hardest thing you learned today, and just keeping that communication open, I think is important.
Very good. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
All right, Joni, we have something to add there? So.
We just appreciate the support from the community, from our parents. We kicked off our year on August the 8th by having our Parent Academy Night. That's one of our Title I nights where our parents can come in and meet the teachers, learn more about the different programs that we use. They set up their parent portal accounts. So any parent that's listening that does not yet have a parent portal account, we encourage you to do so. That just helps you to keep track with your grades and attendance. And every piece of information that goes on here at the school could be at your fingertips as easy as an app on your phone. So we encourage our parents to take that to word. We also have some surveys coming up in October that are through our Title I, and we appreciate any feedback that we can get on those. That just helps us to make even the best better. So we appreciate our parents' participation in that. We've got some student-led conferences coming up. Those will be about the third week in November. We'll be sending out information home on those, but at fifth grade, we really try to hold our students accountable for their own learning, and we are teaching them to be leaders. So this is a perfect time for the parents or their preferred grown-up to come in and get to see what the students are learning about and what role they can play to better support them at home.
Well, I tell you what, that parent portal is such a wonderful addition. There can be no excuses for not knowing what's going
That's
on with
right.
your child. And
That's
for,
right.
for parents that maybe haven't signed up for that yet, how can they go about doing so?
The easiest way, you can contact your child's homeroom teacher through the Remind account, or you can call Melody Copeland at the county office, and she can get you set up. And that way you have all the information at your fingertips. You have important dates coming up. We do look forward every year in November to our tour of Toccoa. That's where we take our fifth graders around to explore different landmarks in Toccoa. We have students that have never experienced Toccoa Falls or the airport, had no idea we had an airport. We get to see the Military Museum and Lake Toccoa and just a lot of our landmarks that make our town so special. And again, all that information could be at your fingertips through Parent Portal.
That's right. And that's a great opportunity, too, for students to see what a special place we live. So that's a great thing. All right. Anything else to add about Fifth Grade Academy today?
I think we're off to a great start. Again, we just really appreciate, we have a phenomenal staff. We've got some awesome teachers. We've got two new parapros that we have added. Also, Mr. Aaron Butts and Miss Nancy Eckback, they have joined us this year and are just off to a great start. And so we just have our own little family here, and we're rocking and rolling. Great group of kids, parent support. Not much more we could ask for at this point.
Very good. All right, Joni Whitfield, Fifth Grade Academy, and earlier we heard the Stevens County Middle School, and that's going to wrap it up here for WNEG Goes Back to School.
Tomorrow we'll come to you for our final WNEG Goes Back to School from Stevens County High School. For WNEG Goes Back to School with the Fifth Grade Academy and Stevens County Middle School, I'm Phil Hobbs.